Yeah, very much so, yeah. Just 17, just a few weeks ago. He's come off the bench, I think, once or maybe twice. And to get his full debut today was, a testament to his performances in training. He impresses all of us, his performances for the youth team and reserves when he's played. So we thought he was worthy of the start, and I think he certainly paid off for us today.
Hurry up at the break, it looked comfortable.
Looked very comfortable. You know, I'd have been more than happy with a really dour second period and all go home and winning 3-0. That was, I suppose, the plan in the back of my mind. If we got the fourth, I thought we might go on. But I think 6-7 minutes in, we conceded and just give them a little lifeline. And, we just had to make sure that second goal didn't come. Unfortunately, it did. And then it left it to being a real nervy finish. But a resilient one, I thought we stuck at it. You know, they changed their shape. They committed men forward. They gambled, obviously. Sandra had a chance to score in the second period. We had a stonewall penalty turned down. Gavin was unfortunate. Paul McCallum had a header. So I think if you look at it chance for chance, we probably should have won a little bit more comfortably. But they did put us under pressure for sure.
I think you have to go back to August 2015, the last time Leighton Orient achieved back-to-back home wins in the league.
Right. Yeah, well, I didn't know that. But, it's important. You know, any win is a good win. And like I say, the first half performance was really pleased, with and without the ball. It was exactly what we spoke about, exactly what we work, exactly what we demand from the players and they demand from each other. And, it was a great performance. Like I say, second half was different, but to get back-to-back wins is great, because the fans haven't seen enough wins, that's for sure, at home this season.
And it was achieved with the captain, Robbie Weir, on the substitutes bench, together with Jay Simpson. You know what this place is like for rumours. Jay Simpson, was that your decision that he wasn't in the starting 11?
Yeah, it was completely my decision. I just felt we needed to give Sam a chance. We've seen what he can do in training. We've seen him in youth team games, and you keep waiting and wondering and think, can he do it? Can't he do it? And there's only one way to find out. So, we went with Sam Dalby. I felt that, I think Robbie's been excellent for us. He's an excellent captain, and people don't see how good he is behind the scenes and how hard he works and his attitudes, absolutely everything he does. So that was obviously a big decision, but I just thought Michael might get us on the ball a little bit more. Here at home, and which he did, he done well. But we've got good competition for places.
Home again on New Year's Eve, you're looking forward to that one, I'd imagine, now?
Yeah, I can look forward to it now. It takes a little bit of pressure off, obviously, winning today. Another tough game, it's another team in form. So, every game's tough in this division. I think the Lions are fine. We showed at Wickham last week, I thought we was the best side first half, and they were the best side second half, and we just come out the wrong side of that one. It's a really tight division, but we're still at the moment looking behind us, and we'll continue to do that until we start pulling further away.
And then, of course, the window opens. Have you had a chance to talk to the president about your targets?
We've got sort of targets. Yeah, we've got targets. And
you've got a
budget? Not exactly. Not figures that I can speak to you about. But, we have got targets. I would like to be able to... I'm happy with the squad I've got. At the same time, it'd be good to improve it with one or two fresh faces.
And Jay Simpson, another player that might be on other people's shopping list?
I'm sure Jay is an exceptional player, certainly at this level. So I'm sure there'll be a number of clubs that would be interested.
And Michael Collins, I think he was the man of the match today. His contract comes up very shortly, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. He signed on a short-term contract. So we're obviously desperately hoping that we can sort something out with him.